me taking my residency on the road, basically. Which is that, you know, which is why, you know, we bring the tea shop and play all night and do the visuals and, you know, bring all the equipment and stuff like that. So it's basically me taking over the venue for the night in the style of the residency that I do in Manchester. Because for me, you know, I've spent so many years guesting at other people's nights. And I used to always get frustrated by kind of music policies, even if it was fairly wide. You know, I'd be playing at hip-hop nights but feel a bit awkward playing house stuff, or vice versa. So I kind of, after so many years of playing different kinds of specialist nights, I thought, sack it, I'll just do all night myself. You know, and just be really relaxed, and I'll have control, you know, complete control over it. And just, you know, I found it's a really nice way to put on an evening, because there's no stress. And I think because of the wide variety of music, it attracts a, you know, a good mixed, interesting crowd with no attitude. So it kind of, you know, I look back and go, actually, you know, I kind of started doing this playing all night for a reason, but, you know, 12 years later, I'm still doing it and I'm still having just as much fun.
Yeah, and I mean, like, pretty much every interview I've read with you kind of brings up the fact that you do play for, like, kind of marathon sets and stuff, but I guess is there, like, some, do you kind of come in with an idea of how you want to, like, structure the flow of an evening, or is it just kind of, like, do you just take it, as, you know, off of the audience, see what they...
I mean, I think, you know, as a performer or a DJ, you've got to be in control, but I think you've also got to pay attention to what's happening. And for me, you know, playing all night, I never plan what I'm doing, because, I mean, for instance, I've never played at you know, St. Andrew's Student Uni before, so me making my mind up what I'm going to play beforehand would just be kind of a bit foolhardy, I think, because it's sort of, I think part of the fun about playing in different places is that I get to, you know, I take stuff away from that, I learn from those venues, you know, and the crowds and the system and the whole way the room feels. I mean, certain venues, the acoustics don't suit certain kinds of music or music with a certain dynamic. You know, some venues are great for kind of very sonically detailed, bass-heavy, quite subtle music. And other venues really suit quite big-sounding records, if you see what I mean. So it's kind of, the room can inform the kind of stuff you play. Obviously the sound system, the crowd, but I mean, I always start off really slow and quiet, because no one runs into a venue and gets straight on the dance floor. People come in, hand in the coats, go to the bar, have a chat. So for me, it's like, you know, the first part of the night is just people coming in, getting comfortable with the room, just, you know, getting settled in, meeting up with the mates, having a natter, and then, you know, you kind of, it's almost like the atmosphere in the room sort of tells you when to kind of take it up a notch. I mean, the night constantly builds, but it always comes to a certain point where, like, people are waiting for it to kind of kick off properly. You know, people are dancing, but it's kind of like you can just feel everyone's waiting for something, and that's when all that kind of energy you've been holding back can just come in one burst, and, and it kind of takes off. So the dynamic of the evening is generally, you know, kind of slow and quiet, and ends up pretty manic and loud. But what's how it gets there, it can happen any number of ways.
What's your favorite track? You were saying about, like, when you know you can feel the energy and it's, like, right for kicking it up or not. What's your favorite track to, like, do that with?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's different every night, and because some nights it kind of, that transition from warm up to kind of, you know, kind of going full on can happen really slowly over a number of records. Or there might be just one record that does it, you know, as, and that might either be, you know, a transition between two records, or it might be one record that starts off pretty mellow and, or, you know, takes the energy up by itself. There's just, you know, it's just always, you know, always make it maybe like an hour or so into the gig, an hour or two, when it's like, right, this is, you know, this is, right, everyone's going to be dancing now, whereas before it would, you know, might have been a few less people. So, yeah, sometimes it's quite a sudden progression. Other times it can be quite gradual, and it's never really planned. You know, I don't have a record set aside for, like, okay, well, this is my kind of transition record from kind of mellow to manic. It just kind of, you know, it kind of happens, and different records work differently on, you know, on different nights. You just kind of feel, right, okay, we're ready to step it up now, and this is the record of which to do it with. But every night's different, and that's half the fun of it, you know. It's You know, especially with what you start with early on, quite often I play really mellow at the start. So, you know, kind of you give yourself a lot of room to play with, because, you know, I mean, I was playing in Brighton on Sunday, and for the first hour I was playing nothing that really had a beat to it, but people were dancing to it. And I thought, well, if, you know, if people are going for this stuff that, you know, like kind of folk stuff and really mellow African tunes and things like that, when I put something that's actually got a pretty plump beat on, the place is going to go absolutely haywire. So it's kind of, you know, but that was, you know, I played in that way at the start that night because people were dancing to stuff which other people might just stand around and drink a beer to, if you see what I mean. So it's a lot of people watching and you know, listening to the acoustics in the room. But the nice thing about playing all night is you see the whole theatre of the evening get underway. You see groups of mates come in and people kind of find their little spot in the venue where they're going to spend the evening, and it's a nice way to do it because there's nothing hurried about it. It's like, okay, we'll start the party when you're ready. Until then, you know, just you know, kind of catch up and socialise, because, you know, it's the music and the dancing is one part of the night, and it's, you know, it's about mates being out together and meeting new people and all sorts of little things as well. So it's fascinating to watch it all get underway, but also, you know, be in the position of having to kind of shape that evening and kind of steer it as well.
Yeah.